So Much for Secrets, a Veronica Mars fan fiction by Heavenly 24, read by Amy PC. Summary. Sometimes secrets are hot, and sometimes secrets aren't so secret at all. There's a knock on her dorm room door. And without glancing up from her laptop, Veronica calls out a quick, "Come in." The door opens and she finally looks up to see Logan slipping inside. He closes the door behind him and takes a seat on the edge of her bed. "Hey," she says in greeting, "you know Lily's not here, right?" "I know," he nods, scooting backwards and making himself more comfortable on the bed. "Okay," Veronica raises her eyebrows, giving him an expectant look. "So, what are you doing here?" He shrugs. "What? I can't come say hi to my girlfriend's best friend?" She tilts her head to the side, scrunching up her nose in thought. "It is a little weird." He gives a sigh, sliding off the bed and moving across the room to her desk. She tenses slightly as he leans down behind her, resting his hands on the arm of her chair. His mouth is close to her ear, his warm breath fluttering across her skin when he says, "Maybe I don't care." Veronica swallows, closing her eyes for a moment at the feel of him right behind her. "Logan, you can't be here right now." "What are you working on?" he says, avoiding the subject. She's tempted to tell him to get out and leave her be, but his proximity is clouding her judgment and she can't think straight when he's so close. "Essay for my English class." He leans further forward, reading the title, and Veronica suppresses a shiver at the feel of his warm body virtually pressing against hers. "Sounds boring." "Yeah, well, it might be boring, but it's mandatory." She rolls her neck, giving a soft groan as she feels the knots that have built up from sitting in the same position all afternoon. Barely a second later, Logan's hands are on her shoulders, kneading away the tension. "Logan, come on, stop," she protests feebly. "We can't do this." "Do what? It's just a massage," he says. "I'm helping out a friend." "It's not just a massage, and you know it," she says warningly. "What about Lily?" "What about her?" He says it so nonchalantly that she shrugs off his hands and stands, pushing the chair away and turning to face him, eyes narrowed. "What about her?" she repeats incredulously. "She's your girlfriend, Logan. We can't do whatever this is while you're with her." He scoffs at that, an almost pitying smirk playing on his lips. "What, and you think she's not out there doing exactly the same thing?" "What are you talking about?" she questions with a frown. "So naive, Mars," he shakes his head. "College is all about experimentation, you know. No one sticks with just one person." "Are you being serious?" she's disbelieving. "You're telling me Lily's cheating on you and you're fine with it?" "It's not like she's hiding it," he gives another shrug. "And you know, she's not the one I want. Besides," Veronica cuts him off with a sigh. "Logan, we've been through this before." "Besides," he stresses. "I had you first." "It didn't work out," she reminds him, "which is why we're not together anymore, and you're with Lily now." He steps closer, lifting a hand to her temple and running the backs of his fingers down over her hair. Veronica's heart starts pounding in her chest in response. "What if I don't want her?" he murmurs, his eyes roaming her face. "What if I want to try again with you?" His fingers slide along her cheek now, and Veronica bites down a sigh. Lifting a hand, she clamps her fingers around his wrist, halting his movement. We can't. No one has to know, he says softly, seductively. We can keep it a secret, like we did before. He lowers his forehead to hers, their eyes locking for a moment before he leans in and kisses her. It's a soft, tender kiss, full of longing. She starts to melt into it before common sense kicks in and she breaks the kiss. No, we can't. Come on, secrets are hot, right? He murmurs throatily. You were the one who said that. Yeah, back when neither of us was cheating and we were keeping our relationship a secret from your idiot high school friends. It won't be cheating, he says. I told you, Lily won't care. In fact, I think she expects it. You know, so we're even or whatever. Veronica steps back, releasing his wrist and crossing her arms. If she won't care, then why keep it a secret? He grins, bobbing his eyebrows. Because it's hot. She sucks in a breath, studying him, before letting it out slowly and uncrossing her arms. Logan takes this as an invitation, and he steps forward again, reaching for her and pulling her flush against him. His arms wrap around her, his palms flattening against her lower back as he captures her mouth with his own. This time, Veronica lets herself sink into it, though even as he lifts her up and places her on the edge of the desk, stepping between her legs, she still has some niggling reservations. Bringing a hand to his chest, she gently pushes him away. What? He manages, looking down at her, breathing heavy. I won't share you, Logan, she tells him firmly. We can do the secret relationship thing all you like, but I can't be with you when you're still with Lily. That's not me. Okay. He nods before saying simply and honestly, I'll end it. Thank you. He gives her a small smile, reaching up and tucking her hair behind her ear like he used to during those few scorching weeks last summer. So you're willing to try this again? He asks then, expression serious. Give us another chance? I am, she nods, feeling lightheaded as she wonders what she's getting herself into. He grins widely, his eyes sparkling. Awesome. Veronica returns the smile before curling her fingers in his shirt and pulling him back down to her. This was totally not what she expected to happen today. Admittedly, she and Logan have been doing this weird kind of dance around each other since Lily introduced him as her new boyfriend a few weeks ago. Half flirting, half trying to ignore each other, but she never imagined they would actually end up back together again. Things are just getting good, tongues tangling, torsos pressed together, legs wound around his hips, tugging him even closer, when the door suddenly bursts open. They immediately spring apart, and Veronica guiltily turns to face Lily, ready to grovel. But her friend just grins and waves a hand in their direction. Oh, good. You two finally got back together. I was wondering when it would happen. I don't know what you're talking about, Lils. Veronica's eyes widen and she exchanges a look of disbelief with Logan. We've never... Oh, please, she scoffs, shaking her head. It's been obvious since the moment I first brought Logan around. The way you look at each other, that weird tension every time you're in the same room, it was so obvious. It was just a matter of time before you found your way back to each other again. Wait, if you knew, then why have we been together all this time? Logan asks with a frown. Lily's rosebud mouth widens into a mischievous grin. To make sure you and Veronica actually spent time together. Jeez, Lily... Veronica sighs. You know how guilty I've been feeling lately because I wanted him and couldn't have him? Really? Logan perks up at that, a smug grin sliding across his face. "Serves you right for pretending otherwise," says Lily with a shrug. "You could have just said something. Never know unless you try, right? And hey, I'd been up for sharing." She tosses them a wink, in more ways than one.
"Really?"
says Logan again, his voice cracking this time. Veronica shoots him a glare before turning to Lily. "Yeah, well, I wouldn't." "Doesn't matter now. You guys can be together all you like." Lily gives another shrug, this one nonchalant, before skipping across the room to the mirror and reapplying her lipstick. "If you'll excuse me, I have to go to meet Eli." She heads for the door again, and as she leaves, she adds with a wink, "Don't worry, I won't be back for hours." The door closes behind her, leaving Veronica and Logan looking at each other in bewilderment.
"What just happened?"
Veronica mutters faintly. Logan gives a helpless shrug.
"So much for secrets, huh?"
The end.